Now, Dr. Liz Gordon is a former MP and the president of Pillars, which is a group that supports children of prisoners. She says she recently contacted Lorraine Smith in Rimutaka Prison and pleaded with her to change her guilty plea. She spoke to me from Singapore Airport a little earlier today and said she was relieved that Smith could be out of prison in 6 years.
Well, the first thing is it's not life imprisonment, which is generally the minimum for murder. So that was our first goal, to make sure that she didn't get a life imprisonment when she decided to plead guilty to murder. 12 years, it's a high manslaughter. And the judge talked about why he thought that was. But the best news, Alex, is she'll be out in 6 years, because she won't appeal this. She's determined to take her sentence. So she'll be out in 6 years. She'll be 65 going on 66. And there's hope for her for a reasonable end of life. And, you know, hopefully her health issues will be fixed up in prison, although, you know, they aren't always. But I hope she's treated well in prison and she'll come out and be able to spend time with her family.
Liz, can you take us through what piqued your interest in this case? Why did you take it up and even approach Lorraine when she was in prison?
Oh, look, because the story was, as reported in the media, was just so horrific. This woman who basically given all her life for her children, then all her life to her grandchildren, and then in a moment snapped and killed Callis and was still loved by her whānau, was determined to punish herself to the max by pleading guilty to murder, when it seemed to me that a lesser verdict could have come, something like manslaughter or involuntary homicide or something like that. So that was the first thing. She was determined to punish herself, and I and my women friends were equally determined that she shouldn't be allowed to punish herself to that extent. And so that's why we asked for a voice, and very kindly was given a good voice in the media.
And it's an interesting case, isn't it, in terms of the way that you described Lorraine's plight, because, I don't know, looking at many other cases of murder, and that's what it was, we'd be talking about Kaylee's 13-year-old, you know, happy, bubbly girl whose life was violently cut short.
That's right, but there are a number of cases, usually involving kids with disabilities or kids with particular difficulties, as Callis did have, and they often. There was a case quite premeditated of a woman who told her daughters jump off the Fielding Bridge, and her daughter refused to, and so the mother strangled her with a pyjama cord, and that woman ended up spending about 2.5 years in prison, I think. She got a manslaughter verdict. And so the court does have compassion when it knows the story, but because Lorraine wasn't prepared to go through a trial, she didn't want to. She wanted to honour Callis. That's what she said. I want to honour Callis by pleading guilty. So the court was not going to get any chance to hear all the mitigating evidence. So that's why we shouted about it in the media.
Do you think this might change our perspectives when looking at these cases? It seems, as you say, you use the word compassionate. I don't know. I mean, there will be many people out there today saying, well, how does this do justice to a young girl who was murdered?
Well, oddly enough, not a single person has actually said that to me, Alex. You know, I've been involved in a murder trial myself recently where two meth addicts killed a third meth addict who happened to be my grandson, you know, and you'll hear me rattle on for ages about the scourge of meth and so on and so forth, and, you know, and those two both got 16 and 17 year sentences. So I'm not against in murder cases a reasonable sentence, but it seemed to me that she was much more on the manslaughter end than the murder end. The other moral question, there's a really interesting moral question is here. If somebody did something and feels so terrible about it that basically she's prepared to sacrifice the whole rest of her life to honour the person that she killed and to give up her own chance of a voice, is that sort of person we want cluttering up our prison for, you know, 15, 20 years or whatever?
Yeah, it certainly shows remorse, and clearly the judge took that into consideration. What are your concerns now, Liz, with her rehabilitation? Prison, as you inferred a little earlier, may not be the best place for someone who's suffering from depression and anxiety, as she'll be there for at least 6 years. What are your concerns for her now?
Well, I mean, there have been major gaps in the system in regard to that. However, the government has just put quite a lot of money into mental health care in the prisons as well as outside the prisons, recognising that basically half all prisoners have mental health problems. And hopefully there'll be an improvement in those services in time to help Lorraine and others like her.
Dr. Liz Gordon, let